Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, our focus this morning. Patrick Ahern with us, the producing artistic director. Patrick's on the phone this morning. Patrick, good morning. Good to talk to you.
Good morning, Ted. Always good to talk to you.
I miss you in studio, but one of these days it will happen again.
It will happen. I promise. I miss it too. I enjoy coming over there. So we'll do it soon. I hopefully we're getting closer. I think there's just a few more questions and people being realistically cautious.
Yep.
But I miss being over there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I certainly miss the shows. And as we talk about what's coming up, even made me realize even more how much I miss some of the people that we often see and see frequently, and just the quality shows over at Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. We'll jump right into it, and then we'll talk about a number of things this morning. But the Sip and Sing Supper Club is coming up next Friday and Saturday, and then the 14th and 15th of August. I think this is a fantastic idea. Tell us about it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we have been very cautious about what we do. I think I said this when I was on the show with you the last time. Most importantly is people's safety and health. And I know everybody is missing. We're missing it from a production standpoint of being able to put on a show and rehearse a show and do all those kinds of things. And I know our patrons are missing seeing the productions. But it only takes one slip up to really cause a lot of trouble. And you want to make sure you've got everything where it should be so that you don't have any slip up. So we're taking our time. I know there have been about 20 theaters, I think, throughout the country, because I've been paying attention to it, who have tried to open. But we're staying on the cautious side and taking our time. But in the meantime, we wanted to try something out that we thought we could do with all the precautions, following all the guidelines, and making people feel comfortable. And so even under the Phase 2 guidelines, we were able to use our event space, the space that where we do weddings and conferences and corporate events, because we do carry a restaurant license. And so we thought, like some of these other dinner theaters across the country, they've been using their spaces to just serve meals.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, let's try to do something over in the event side, giving us a chance to step our toe in the water to see what the climate is out there for people that might want to come back.
Yeah.
And then adding the added element of a little bit of entertainment that we can do safely. So we came up with the idea of a supper club kind of environment. There's a diner in New York City right in the heart of the theater district called Ellen's Stardust Diner, and it's a diner where the servers are performers, and they work there when they're not doing shows, and they serve the food, and they get up and do numbers and sing periodically. So I kind of modeled it after that kind of concept and idea, along with our staff, we have discussed it and our board, so we thought we would come up with something and. You know, we thought of all different kinds of names and things. I was sitting talking with our company manager one afternoon, and it just tripped off my tongue. I said, what about the Sip and Sing Supper Club? You know,
it's a great name. It is.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we decided let's give it a shot. And, now that we're in the Phase 3, which, we could technically open the theater now in Phase 3. But we thought, let's keep it, the way we initially planned, and we're going to do it over in the event center. And all the tables are going to be socially distanced, 6 feet apart. We are requiring everybody that comes into the space to be wearing a mask. Of course, when you're eating, You can take the mask off, but we are asking everybody to be diligent about wearing the mask as often as possible, wearing the mask when they go to the restroom or into the community spaces. They will have a option of a three-course meal. The bar will be open. You can't go up to the bar, but the servers will certainly take your drink orders. We are asking patrons to order ahead of time when they call in for their reservations, so that we can have an idea of what, you know, we will be serving them, and trying to make it as contactless as possible, even with the servers delivering the food to the table or the drinks. Of course, there'd be no ticket exchange. People will come in. Their name will be on a list. When they come to the door, their temperature will be taken before they come in. They will be asked a few questions that allow us the opportunity to screen people as they come in. And then the singers will be in a space that is keeping them at least 12 feet apart from all the patrons. Because, you know, one of the biggest things that, that affects our industry, Ted, is, you know, the speaking and the singing that happens on stage.
Yeah.
That is where, you know, the particles that they say, respiratory particles that cause this virus, it is that spread more often from people projecting when they speak or when they sing. So we're taking every protocol to keep the singers distanced properly. And matter of fact, the health inspector was talking with our staff the other day, and she said that's great. You know, that you're keeping that at a distance. So so there you have it. You know, we're going to take the plunge and see, and hopefully people will feel safe to come out and enjoy themselves.
Well, and I hope this does catch on, because as you wait and as we get through this, this would be a nice thing to be able to have every few months, a sip and sing supper club. And you hope that the people do feel safe. And it sounds like, well, you've covered every base here.
Yeah, we, you know, if the place is being disinfected, and you know, even the stanchions, it'll be set up in the lobby area so that we've got a pattern where people walk, monitoring the line so that everybody is 6 feet apart, socially distanced, going to the men's room, the ladies' room, you name it. We've tried to cover everything, hand sanitizer stations, you know, all over the areas. I kept saying, you know, we only get one shot to do it right. And
yeah,
if we screw up, you know, we don't want to be known as the place, oh, that's the place where somebody got sick or this happened. You know, I've been following some of these theaters across the country, and, you know, a lot of them that have opened, a couple of them in Florida, have not fared well, because, you know, they're maybe jumping in too quickly in that environment. But we're going forward because we feel like we've covered all our bases. And like you said, we have discussed the fact that, boy, this would be something to keep going,
yeah,
even when we get to what is going to be our new normal, and people are allowed to come out or feel safe to come out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to have a supper club like that, where maybe there's times where people have already seen the show that we have in the theater, but they're dying for something to do, you know, on the weekends. And when we can get back to allowing people to dance again, you know, it might be even nice to have the nights of dancing as well as the sipping and singing.
Oh, yeah.
So there is the potential of having something great down the road.
Yeah, that's you look at this and you think of these things, and I thought that same thing, because a lot of times, like the last show I saw at Riverside was in January.
Yeah.
And you know, before this all came about, you know, February and in March, I would have liked to have come to something. So hopefully this catches on. It's the Sip and Sing Supper Club, August 7th and 8th, August 14th and 15th, riversidedt.com, or you can call the box office, and they will they'll set you up and get you all taken care of.
Yep, they're there for you.
Patrick Ahern with the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts here. We're going to take a quick break, and we will return on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Patrick Kay here this morning with the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. The Sip and Sing Supper Club is August 7th and 8th, August 14th and 15th. You can get tickets. You can either do it online, riversidedt.com, or call the box office today, 540-370-4300. You mentioned just a second ago, Patrick, talking to one of the health inspectors. You mean you have checked and rechecked, and you have done all you can do to make yeah. Riverside safe for this.
Yeah, we don't want to slip up, and our board has been very conscientious of what the climate is out there, and making sure that people that would come to Riverside are going to be protected and safe. But I've had a good relationship going back and forth on email with a lady by the name of Kathy Stevens, who works in the governor's office. And I've been running everything by her. You know, and when they put out a guideline, mm-hmm. if there's something that doesn't completely make sense or I needed a clarification on it, I've reached out to her, and she has gotten back to me, you know, every time. She's been a wealth of information and a wealth of clarity. So, we have tried to cover every base possible. And, we feel as though that's important. And, you know, if people are going to come, we want to make them feel comfortable. And I think if they know that we've done the best we can, it'll make them more comfortable being in the space.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be, it's another step, like you say, toward toward getting yeah. back to normal. And we talked before, last time we talked, as you described what it was like there at Riverside right now, just, you know, with nothing going on, it broke my heart. And yeah. while this isn't like having a full production and everything there, just to have people around and rehearsals and, getting ready for people, that's got to be exciting and must kind of lift your spirits.
Yeah, it does. You know, we're being cautious with the rehearsing. We're doing it minimally. I have put the entertainment portion of the supper club together. We've called those that are interested in serving and singing. We have reached out to, and we have asked them all to choose stuff to sing that they know like the back of their hand. So we're not going to have to spend a lot of time in a rehearsal room. And they have gotten together with our music director, Carson Eubank, and he is, putting a set list together and, come up with five songs that you know, and then they're doing stuff that they already know, and we can easily put it together with maybe one rehearsal either the day before or day of. And, so there's the place isn't hopping with rehearsals just yet. We'll do some, as we get closer to it next week. But it has been very, I've gotten more used to it because I've been going into Riverside. Mm-hmm. I haven't stopped. I mean, we in the beginning, we're going in about 3 days a week. And, of course, now I'm in Monday through Friday, every day. And but it is... it's hard to emotionally accept the quiet over there. Of course, the theater is absolutely dark. There's
yeah.
nothing going on. We have the ghost light on the stage, and that's it. Other than going in there to try certain configurations of social distancing, the tables for when we are able to reopen, there's very, very little going on. And, of course, we did have some of our production staff working for about 7 weeks via the PPP program. But then when it was, obvious that it was going to be, there was a time when we thought maybe we could open the theater in July, but it became ever more, evident that that wasn't going to happen. We had to furlough some of them again. But there's only three of us that are really full-time right now, our operations manager, Brian Hampton, and our accountant, Jackie Tiller, and myself. And then we've got some part-time people, our company manager, James Davis, great group salesperson, Nancy Huffine. She's been there quite diligently keeping that going. And Debbie Kersey, our box office manager, they have been in to work with us part time. Oh, and I need to mention our chef, head chef, Slick. He's been in oversee the kitchen and, you know, trying to keep things going over there as well. So it's been a small group, but we're trying to keep our hopes alive and be optimistic of when we can get back to normal.
Yeah.
or whatever it is, or the new normal is.
Yeah. No, you just hope that somewhere along, and you hear these stories every day about vaccines, and hope that maybe it can be sometime this fall, and sometime soon. Patrick Ahern here, the producing artistic director at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford. It's the Sip and Sing Supper Club coming up next Friday and Saturday, the 7th and 8th, and also the 14th and 15th. We talked about this last time you were on a couple of months ago, but such a big deal has been made, especially in the early days of this, of don't forget, local restaurants and shop local and everything. Well, here's another example of getting your entertainment locally. And mm-hmm. This is where people can step up and help you out in a time like this. This is no different than when we did talk about made such a big emphasis on the restaurants. Here's another example of helping a great local institution.
It's so important. You know, I when we've had our board meetings, I've expressed to our board how important it is that we try to do things right, because we become such a gem for our area that it would be sad to have to shut down. So we have no intentions of doing that, but we need the support of our patrons and our community, because, you know, the entertainment industry, the theater, I mean, just look at Broadway, we're the hardest hit. I mean, at Riverside right now, we have had no income for almost 5 months, because since Greece closed on March 15th, we haven't had anything. And, we can't ask people to do anything that they don't feel that they can do. But one of the things that we've asked our patrons to do is, please, if you do have existing reservations for things, to try to hang in there with us. And, you know, doing countless refunds, drains us. And if somebody has to have a refund, we totally understand that. But if we will be open again. So if we're asking our patrons to hang in and try to bank your whatever you've got with us, you know, keep it in an account, and you can use it at any time. And we've also asked people, you know, people call in to say, what can we do to help? Best thing you can do is buy gift certificates for mm-hmm. future performances and things like that. But it, you can't take a place like Riverside for granted, because there is a huge cost factor to keep the building in operation. Just to run the utilities and all the different things that have to go on over there. It's a costly venture, and in order to, we just don't turn the light switch on and the show pops up.
Yeah.
There's a lot that goes into making it happen. So we're hoping that our patrons and our fans hang in there with us, because we want to be around for many years to come. And getting through a time like this is quite challenging. And I can't express enough the hard work and the diligence of our board, led by our current board of managers, President Patsy Thompson. They have worked tirelessly to come up with ideas. We continue to meet at least once or twice a month. Patsy herself has been up to Riverside, several times to check in, and they are working hard with our current staff keeping us alive and mm-hmm. keeping us going. And it's much appreciated. Riverside has become, like you said, an institution in this area, and we're doing everything we can to keep it going.
I went on YouTube yesterday and saw the Sip and Sing Supper Club promo that's uh-huh. on there, that Kathy Halenda did. And just to see Kathy, because I haven't seen her in a long time, and just to see her, I just thought, oh, you all are such a part of this community. And we miss you.
Yeah, well, and we miss our, you know, our patrons. You know, Kathy is the logical person. I reached out to her, and I said, we're going to do this. And she said, I'm there. I'm doing it. And so she's going to be the MC because she's become such a favorite at Riverside. I mean, God, the countless number of leading roles that she has done at Riverside over the years. And she started with us almost 10 years ago with the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Hmm.
As Miss Mona, and you know, Kathy has done so many major projects, Broadway national tours, and throughout the country. And we're so lucky that she's relocated to this area, and she lives right in Stafford, Fredericksburg area. And so she will be the hostess for the evening that night. And I asked her to put a little something together so we could put it on the website and the Facebook page, and people have really enjoyed seeing that. It was just released yesterday. So, you know, she is a sweetheart. She is so dedicated to Riverside, and she's become one of the icons over there, and such a talent. And to get to hear her sing and tell funny stories, and it'll be a treat for everybody.
Was she the MC of the Christmas, this past year's Christmas show, wasn't she?
She was. She was the host, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
First year we did it, it was Alan Hoffman, and then we switched it up a little bit this past Christmas, and she was the hostess. So, she's a natural when it comes to that, and you know, I can't say enough about her and her dedication to Riverside.
You mentioned Alan. There's another one who we see in so many plays, and we haven't seen all of this time. I have a need to see Kathy and Alan, and we haven't been getting it.
I saw Alan, and we can talk about this in a little bit too. But I did a Zoom meeting with our entire cast of Bright Star to share news with them. You know, because that's our show that we've kind of are banking on when we can open again.
Yeah.
So I got to see the majority of the cast on that Zoom call, of which Alan is one. We did that on this past Monday. So, you know, I'll share some of that information with you here and shortly.
We'll talk about that when we come back. Patrick Ahern here with the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. 540-370-4300 to get your tickets to the Sip and Sing Supper Club, or go to riversidedt.com. It is August 7th and 8th. Or the 14th and 15th, Friday and Saturday nights. You will not want to miss it, and it'll help tide you through to when everything can reopen. The Sip and Sing Supper Club, August 7th and 8th, and the 14th and 15th. Town Talk powered this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
Patrick Ahern here this morning, the producing artistic director at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. Even though you're on the phone, Patrick, and even though we're not talking about a show, it still is another step toward getting there. So, and that's why the Sip and Sing Supper Club next weekend, the 7th and 8th, and also the 14th and 15th, is really so important, because I think it helps you out, and I think it will be really just a for those that come, just kind of a boost. It's not long. You're not going to be there a long time, but you get a meal like you'll get at Riverside, and you'll see some of the performances.
Yeah, and the menu is really nice for this. It's different from the traditional dinner theater menu. You know, I know they're going to do a mahi mahi and a delicious pork dish and a chicken dish that have never been on the menu before. Slick, who is our chef over there, is just so great and does such an excellent job, and always coming up with ideas. And he's even added, you know, we talked to him about maybe there's some people who don't want to have a traditional three-course meal, but they'd like to have You know, a lot of people like to go to these places to have tapas. And, you know, so could you do a small plate kind of idea or or appetizers? And so he's even come up with, if you don't want the traditional meal, you can get like a appetizer sampler platter.
I saw that.
So, you know, it's going to be a nice menu of selections. And, you know, the singing will be anywhere from jazz and pop standards to Broadway show tunes. And it's going to be a nice evening, and it gives us a sense of kind of a bellwether as to, you know, is it ready to open the theater? Is it not ready to open the theater? That's why I'm hoping that we get a decent response, because it will give us data to see how we go forward into the fall.
Yeah, well, and Riverside's always a great place just for a couple of hours to leave the world behind, and that's the other reason that I look at this and just think,
yeah,
it will be good just to for an hour or two just to think, we're back at Riverside and all is well.
Yeah, and we want them to feel that all is well while we're there. You know, the doors will open at 6 o'clock on those Friday and Saturday nights, and there's a check-in right when you come in, and we're going to do staggered seating, and then the actual supper club will be from like 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. So it's not going to be a long evening. Nobody's going to be in an environment for too long of a time, and it'll give you a chance to get a little taste of nightlife once again.
Patrick, it's hard to look ahead for anybody to know what's going on, because we simply don't. I guess that's what's tough for you right now, and the cast and the for Bright Star, which I know you're waiting to be able to present that to the community.
Yeah, I mean, there's been such a, you know, people have been calling in constantly, groups that come in, when are we going to see that show? When are we going to see the show? And, you know, I have said all along, that will be the show that we do when we can open the doors at Riverside. But I think that's going to have to change. I'll share with you, Ted, we had a board meeting a couple weeks ago. And it was our decision to try to get back up in the theater in September, mid to the end of September. Like I said, there are theaters that have opened already, some in Florida. Of course, we know how difficult that state is doing right now in terms of the pandemic. But Indiana, there's a theater that had opened in out in Utah. There's going to be a couple of theaters that open in Massachusetts. So I've been really listening to all the, checking in with theaters across the country, mm-hmm. artistic directors that I know. We're in a little bit of a different situation, which is fortunate for us, because we have the space to socially distance properly. We're not a traditional theater setting. So, when taking into consideration opening the theater, in this phase three of our program now with Virginia, we can open the theater, but we still can have half a capacity, 50%, and everything needs to be still socially distanced. So, you know, we could accommodate about we normally seat over 400. You know, we're probably able to accommodate just about 200 or a little bit under that in the theater if we, you know, were to open. So we were talking about opening Bright Star mid to the end of September, and about a week ago, we had reached out to the cast and let them know we would probably go into rehearsals at the end of August, and we were trying to get ready to make that happen. But you know, having seen what has happened at some of these other theaters across the country, there's this theater in Utah just opened a production of Mary Poppins, and three of the cast members came down with the virus. I have watched some of the social media and how some of these other theaters are being looked upon across the country. And I spoke to our board a week ago and said, I don't think we can open Bright Star. There's too many. There's 19 in the cast. And I just felt in my heart of hearts that we were not going to be, we have our patrons to think about, number one, but we also have our staff and the actors and the performers and the crew to think about as well. And I felt in my heart of hearts that I personally, being a performer, would I feel 100% confident being on stage with 20 other people or 19 other people? And I thought, no, so I can't do that to other people. So we have made the decision that, unfortunately, we are going to have to postpone Bright Star until next spring. We will open it a year from when it was supposed to have originally opened this past March,
yeah.
But it is the safe and the mm-hmm. right thing to do. And so the show will be happening. We are still going to do it. Right now it would open on the 17th of March, 2021, and run until beginning to mid-May. But that is the responsible thing to do. And so that is what we are going to do. But I have looked at some of the theaters that have been given permission by Actors Equity to open. Some of the theaters that are faring well in the country are theaters that are doing much smaller vehicles where you can properly social distance your performers on mm-hmm. stage. That was one of the decision factors with Bright Star, is that if I had gone forward with it in September, all the actors on stage would have to be 6 feet apart when they were speaking and 10 feet apart when they were singing, and that essentially makes it not even a production. It would have to be sort of like a concert version, and I didn't think it was fair to do the production that way for our patrons. They need to see it the way it's meant to be done. So in thinking about trying to get ourselves open, I started thinking of things. What could we do on a much smaller scale to at least get us open, allow people who are ready to come out to the theater to see a production? And so we've got something. We are as of now, you know how things change daily.
Yes.
If things stay the way they are in our area, I know that in sections of Virginia, down in the Hampton Roads and the Tidewater area, matter of fact, the governor just pulled them back with restrictions yesterday. But in you know, our area, Northern Virginia, is doing very well right now. And so we are going to try something. As of today, I'm announcing this, but that's not to say it couldn't change. But we are going to look to opening around the either the 16th of September, the 23rd of September, with a play. The play is called Souvenir. As a point of reference, Souvenir is the play that the movie about the life of Florence Foster Jenkins that Meryl Streep starred in. It was done in 2016.
Okay.
Meryl Streep was nominated for the Academy Award for that role, but it is a two-person play about the American socialite Florence Foster Jenkins, who in the 30s and the 40s back in Manhattan was a very wealthy socialite who loved to sing. She loved music, and she became kind of iconic back in that day. The fact that she loved to sing was great, but she really couldn't. She had one of the worst voices ever, but she became beloved. She made recordings. She packed Carnegie Hall, and it is a play with some music in it, and two characters, the Cosme, her accompanist, and Florence herself, on stage. We can distance them on stage more than 12 feet apart for this production. It is belly laugh funny. It's got some music that people will recognize. So I would call it a play with music rather than a musical. But as of today, that is our plan. I was talking with our board president yesterday, and I said maybe we'll look at opening it around the 23rd of September. And so we are going to come out with more information, you know, once we get the Sip and Sing in and see how that does. We will pay attention to that data and forge ahead. But I am hoping that if all goes well, we will have something on stage the end of September.
Won't that be exciting? And just for you to be able to talk about it. And I knew you had to have something in mind. And as you talked about it, I thought, For right now, anyway, two person plays or a very small cast or what you have to look at in the short term, and that's exciting to hear. I can't wait.
Yeah, and then going forward, if that goes well, and continually paying attention to the data to the recommendations of the CDC, the guidelines of the governor, so on and so forth, doing things smartly. If we are okay coming into the holiday season, again, we will try. We were supposed to do Meet Me in St. Louis, but I have postponed that until a year from this Christmas for the holidays. We will try to do a very small cast Christmas review so that if anybody wants to come out for the holidays and it is safe to do so, we will have a small Christmas musical review, something called a Riverside Family Christmas. And, again, everybody needs to continue to pay attention to what is happening, because I am sharing these with you now, but that things are always changeable in this environment that we live in with how we're handling the virus at this time. But that's the plan. And then once we're into 2021, we're looking at being able to possibly do Guess Who's Coming to Dinner in January. If mm-hmm. things are getting closer to what the new normal is and things are safer, that's a 6-person play, and that would carry us over into March, and then Bright Star would come back in mid to the end of March of 2021.
Well, like you say, it's so hard to figure out right now what can happen, but all of that is exciting to hear, and just to hear. Just the thought of being able to go again to Riverside, and again we bring up the fact, this is a local business, and if you've been helping restaurants and local businesses, you can put Riverside right back on that. You're starting to do things again, and put Riverside on your list.
And if we can get it, get the show up in the fall, Ted, and we can do it right and do it responsibly. Here again, we don't want to become one of those theaters that has to shut down, because one person becomes ill, mm-hmm. you've got to shut it down. And so, as we constantly prepare and plan and see if we can go forward with this in the fall, I will be continually paying attention to the recommendations and the data and the guidelines and the news, as to what's going out there. Because if we can do it right, and it is a feather in our cap to get some entertainment, back on the boards, we would be probably the only game in town. Up in D.C., unfortunately, many of the theaters, I think a few of the smaller theaters are planning to open in August and in September, but the larger ones, such as the Kennedy Center, and you've got your Shakespeare Theater up there and the Signature Theater, Ford Theater, they're just too big and can't properly socially distance to make it financially feasible. Richmond, I know a lot of the bigger theaters down there are under the same kind of situation. So, we're trying to do things responsibly, but also looking at the positives of our space at Riverside and being able to still be able to do something, but still keep everybody safe. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll hope that we do well with the Sip and Sing and everybody enjoys and comes out safe, and then we'll look forward to see what will happen in the fall and make sure that the information is all out there for people to know about as soon as possible.
Sip and Sing Supper Club, August 7th and 8th, August 14th and 15th. We'll wrap it up with Patrick Ahern and talk about what's happening in case you missed it. We opened the show with it, but we will talk about it again before we as we get out of here this morning. We will be right back to wrap this up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Patrick Ahern here this morning with the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford. But one of the things, Patrick, that impresses me that is, not only you're dealing with the health department, you're looking at so many things and working around. There are all kinds of options for people as you move forward.
Yeah, it's important. And one thing I didn't get to share with you, if we do go forward with doing the play Souvenir in September, What we have discussed is, first of all, Souvenir can be done as a 90-minute one-act. It normally is done with an intermission, but I'm looking at the possibilities of just doing it as one act with no intermission, 90 minutes, so that the less amount of time people have to spend, the better. And what we will do is we will promote people coming just for the show, or if they really want to have the meal or some food, all of that will still be done on our event side, even when we open the theater. For in the short term, we will have people eat over there, properly socially distanced if they want to have a meal, plenty of space over there to spread everybody out, and then all beverage services, meal services will be completed in the event center. It will not be carried over into the theater. And then once the show starts, we will escort people to the theater, and your mask will be required to be worn the entire time you are in the theater, so that once you're in the theater, it is a safe space, mask required, and then no more food service or drink service, so that we have a completely safe space and safe environment in the theater for the duration of the play, the performance.
Before we get out of here, just a couple minutes left, Patrick. The Sip and Sing Supper Club, August 7th and 8th, August 14th and 15th. This again is really it's a meal and some singing, not too long. Everybody's social distanced, and it's kind of a welcome back to Riverside kind of an event.
Yeah, I mean, and welcome back to the community that's ready to safely come out, because. Yep. You know, so many people have not been going out. I mean, there's a lot of people you see. I'm sure you yourself see it. I see it. A lot of these bars and restaurants are packed.
Yes.
I know in the neighborhood I live, I come by some of those places that the outdoor porches and places are just it blows my mind. And the gyms, too. The gyms. You know, here we are being so conscious, and I'm not trying to say anything against the gyms trying to operate. I think it's great, but I see that the gym facilities. I come by Gold's Gym, and the parking lot is absolutely packed. And I know everybody wants to stay safe and healthy in terms of their bodies and their here we are trying to hold off as long as we can in the theaters, and some of these places are. Everybody's operating as normal, but
yeah.
I think a lot of the people that come out to see us at Riverside, there's a larger percentage of those people that have been leery to get out into the public, and so if they're ready to test something at Riverside, I don't mean to say test it because we've got everything in place. But we want to make sure that they know that they're going to be doing it safely.
Yeah. 540-370-4300. You can get tickets by just calling 370-4300 or riversidedt.com. And you can do it all online. And it's August 7th and 8th, August 14th and 15th. And this is exciting. If especially the fact when I saw that Kathy Hollenda was going to be the MC for this. It will be a fun evening.
Yeah, you'll enjoy yourself, and it's our hopes that we can have the people that do come will feel absolutely comfortable. Will feel that they are protected from any problems, and will be able to for a couple of hours forget about their troubles and come and sip and sing. You guys do the sipping and let us do the singing.
Singing, that's right. Patrick Ahern, Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, riversidedt.com, 370-4300. Patrick, we will talk many more times and soon. Thank you so much, and
Thanks,
see you
Ted,
soon.
As always.
That's it for Town Talk. Thank you for listening.
Thanks
we'll see you in the morning.
Listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. The financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA. I'm back.